Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to Globalization for Living Today and Here. Let's just admit it out the gate. Without a vision, the scripture says that people perish. And obviously, you haven't perished because you're on this show this morning. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a show topic that is a carryover from last week because so many of you requested that and so many of you had all your hands clapping. God bless you all. God bless you all. We're so happy to have you on this morning to the how do I know God is interested in me? How can you even speak about God being interested in you if you're not interested in him? So that's the clue. How do a person know that God is interested in them? Listen on. You know, people are just so upset because suicide rates are up. They do not know that they are important to God. So therefore, they have just thrown in the towel of life. A fear, hate, homelessness, poverty, and all the things that are evil that stop the land today in and out. Oh, my God. They have people just so upset. Hopelessness now rules the world, especially without God. So when man realizes that the Creator God created man to be happy and beautiful and filled with praise for him and not self, all things will work together for those who love God and for those who put him first in their lives. So that's the clue right there. How do you know God is interested in you? Well, number one, you got to put him first. You can't put your puppy dog first. You can't put your house first. You can't put your family first. Oh, no, family first. You know, I hear a lot of people running around, even executives, business people. Oh, I put my family first. That's why cancer, COVID, heart disease and every other disease known to man is stalking the land because we're out of sync. Whether we learned that from, it was not of God. Welcome to the How Do I Know God is Interested in Me. Colonel Harrison is usually our host, and I see that he's on. Hello, Colonel Harrison. Dr. Harrison, how are you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Capitino, listening audience. Doing great. Good to be on the show again this morning. Thank you.
Yeah. Very good. Stop that speech gap there because, you know, we have just so much time. Well, Colonel Hessen, how would a person know that God is interested in them? We've already said, based here on our topical information, number one, you know God is interested in you if you put him first. Let's talk about that. How would a person put God first? What would he do to put God first?
What a person should do to put God first in their lives is make God the number one priority in their lives. Get to know who God is. Do what God has planned for their lives. Serve God. Reverence God. Worship God. And as you get to know who he is, more importantly, and believe that there is a God. So in order for a person to put God first in their lives, they got to get to know who God is, and that will prove to them that there is a God, God the Creator, Jehovah God. And then once we prioritize putting God first and family second and everybody else after that, then we align ourselves up with God's perfect will for man that we serve him and be a blessing to this earth, this heaven and earth, and this kingdom that God created.
Oh, my God, that sure is. That sure is. Thank you so much for that. But, you know, in the scripture, you know, it says in the last days, latter days, L-A-T-T-E-R, the scriptures say that there will be a lot of grief on earth, a lot of misrepresentation because men would be going about to and fro as wolves in sheep clothing. So let's kind of break this thing down when you say they got to get to know God.
No one's going to open their door up and say, oh, God, here I am. I'm standing right here. They're not going to open their window up and say, oh, God from heaven, come on down. Come on in here and sup with me. No one is going to do that. And you know why? Studies and statistics show that there's a very bad decline in people interested in religion. A recent poll said only 25% of Americans are interested in religion. Now, with all the millions here on earth in America, we understand churches are open, some are still closing, but the majority of those are trying to make a fight back to get their parishioners there. But now that sounds like, oh, my God, a quarter, not a half, not two-thirds. That sounds like a quarter or less are interested in God. So I'm kind of needing you to break this down, get to know God. How would a person get to know God with such a terrible decline? Most of the churches closed that espouse God and godly conduct. And then you have family members that have scattered because of COVID. Many have died. Oh, my God. How would a person get to know God? Would he have to pray? Would he have to ask God in a dream to help him? I mean, let's kind of break that down, because when you say that people have to get to know God, well, how are they going to get to know God? Number one, if they weren't taught at home. Number two, we already know they weren't taught about this Psalm 83:18 God in school. They're certainly not going to go to the dope house where many of them are and try to find God. They're certainly not going over to the house that they love and say, okay, Susie, I'm here to talk about God or try to find God. Is he up under the bed? Is he up under the table? They're not going to do that. So explain what you mean when you say a person has to get to know God. We've had this conversation before several times. I'm sure there are people out there moaning and groaning because they don't know if God is interested in them, so they don't have to turn around and be interested. Oh, my God, how is anybody going to be interested in a God they don't know nothing about? So I think we need to kind of turn this question kind of sideways and ask that again. How in the world person going to wake up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to get to know God? Please explain that to us.
Yes, cry out to God. Pray unto God. Cry out to God. And he says if we cry out to him, he will answer us. He will answer our prayers. So when we cry out to him, we pray to God, we're seeking God, we're searching for God, and that's the medium that God has, that he has created between mankind and himself, is that we can communicate with God through talking to God, or which is a form of prayer. Prayer is basically having a sincere talk with God, direct talk with God, and just humbling ourselves before him with regards to whatever condition we may be in. That is the main way and the main medium we have to cry out to God, to pray unto God, and in searching and seeking for God, to get to know who he is, and he will reveal himself to us.
Mm-hmm. Get to know. The centurion said, well, how am I going to get to know him without someone to teach me? So, oops, you know what? I think I'm on to something now. I think I'm on to half of that answer. How do I know God is interested in me? I'm a homemonger. I'm a thief. I got 1,000,000,200,000 in prison. And we could go further on that type of a road. How do I know God is interested in me? Number one, and we've said this more than once, but for the clarity, how do I know he's interested in me? Part two. Because we discussed most of this part one last week. Number one, you must first know who God is. And which one are you going to be seeking? So that's first and foremost there. This thing called knowing, to know, to have knowledge, K-N-O-W. First got to get to know who God is. So now, oh, okay, then it appears to me that there must be a preacher. No one hungry, $2 in their purse, rent due, car broke down, hospital calling on the phone, grandma just died. Nobody facing that. And that is where we are, not just in America, but all over the world. People are faced with all these kind of problems. And you're going to come knock on my door and you're going, yeah, yeah. You know what? No one is going to ever find out that God is interested in them unless God has a representative on earth to share with them that he really is. Well, how do you know? Well, number one, Psalm 83:18 talks about this God. We're only talking about one God, the only one and only true God, the one that gave him own self a name. Psalm 83:18 says that they may know. Here we go again with this know thing, that I am the Most High. My name, me, Jehovah, I am the Most High God over all the earth. And if he's making that statement, obviously, it is a statement told to those at that time and those that would come after that time that would be standing there listening. God doesn't just talk for nothing. He just doesn't surround his creative works around nothing. The earth created beautifully. Number one, let's talk about that. That also is how we know God is interested in you. Look how beautiful the earth is. Go to Italy. Go to Sorrentino. Go to Iceland. Go to New Zealand. Go to Tahiti. Go to Bali. I could go on and on and on. Beautiful. Breathtaking. You have to pinch yourself with your feet in the water. Am I alive? Am I really seeing this? Oh, my God. Just look at the earth. Let's tell the world. Look at the earth. Oxygen. Carbon monoxide. Carbon dioxide. But we are breathing in and breathing out. Yes, you know God is interested in you. If you're planted on his earth, you owe him. If you're living like this, with no money in your pocket, you can still look out and see God's beauty. You can look up and see the clouds. You can look up and see that this earth has the right temperature for human naked or clothed. Oh, yes. Okay, now, we broke that down. Look out and then look up. You know God. Is it with anybody to teach you anything? If you're still alive, blood pulsating, you know God is interested in you. And if he is interested in you, you need to be interested in him. Now, we aren't telling you just to run out there and ask Mary, Harry, and Joe, can you teach me about God? No, God has his representatives that he has on earth. Even now, he has always had them. He's had the prophet. Then he sent his son. Here we are talking. That's how you know God is interested in you. If you're listening on this phone, under the sound of my voice and Colonel Harrison, I'm here to tell you yes. Yes, he is. You might be homeless. You might be walking in poverty. Everything crazy might be stalking you on the left hand and on the right. But you are still alive to get an answer, a miracle from on high, a supernatural escape. Something in your heart laid, like they say in church, oh, yeah, well, God laid on my heart. I don't know that he did that. You don't know. You're saying it, but the knowledge thereof cannot be imparted to me. How do I know that? My daddy used to say, man, you can make your mouth say anything. So how do I know God is interested in me? Number one, I'm alive, and I'm beholding his beauty. I am alive, and I am beholding his beauty. If I'm alive, God being interested in you, he has something for you to do. So, Colonel Harrison, let's move on with that. We've already established, oh, yes, yes, God is interested in you. But he's just not sitting there, oh, I love Colonel Harrison. I love Marcia. He has a work for you to do. His son said, follow me. And his son said, I. And the Father won. So now we've learned that he's interested in us. How can we show God we're interested in him, Colonel Harrison?
We show God that we're interested in him, Dr. Calipatino. Listen, audience, by being obedient. So once we find out who he is, God communicates with us through dreams, visions, revelations, and God has a plan for each of our lives. Jeremiah 29:11 says, God says to us, mankind, I know the thoughts that I think of you, thoughts to do you good and not evil, and so that you might accomplish your purpose here on earth, that you might accomplish your expected end. So God has a plan for mankind from the time we are birthed, from the womb, as we live our lives in between, all the way to the tomb. God has a plan. We have to seek God, align ourselves with God by getting to know who he is through prayer and interactions and so forth and so on. And then he reveals himself to us. Then he makes himself known to us.
I'm going to ask that question again. Perhaps I wasn't playing when I asked that. Now, we already just talked for 15 minutes and shared that God is interested in each and every one of us. And if God is interested in each and every one of us, he has something for us to do. I'm going to ask that question again. What does God have and want and desire and have stated in his word that he wants those that love him and that are interested in him to do? What are we now? What are we now? What should we be doing since we have just found out that this God, oh, this precious, holy God, mighty God, almighty God, one and only true God in the entire universe? People need to know. This is, you know, this is why when you're in a business meeting or even in church, they stand up there talking, oh, yeah, God, ah, ah, oh, yeah, God, ah, 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 oh, yeah, God, ooh, ooh, ooh. But then when they shut up, the people just get up and they just go back to where they came from. No call or anything. Maybe a call will come up here and join the church, so, you know, there can be money in the coffers. But they do not give a call to action. If God, if he is, and we just studied that he is interested in us, what does God want us to do? What should name some things that God wants us to do? He's just not interested because you got long hair and blue eyes. If God, and he is, we just said he's interested in us. Yeah, how do you know? We just told you. So if God is, and he is, what does God want us to do? Not what he expects. His son has even given some edicts on that. What does God expect us to do? You got a lot of people wanting to hear that. Nor the answer. What does God want each and every one of us to do? Asking the question again,
God,
what does God want us to do? You are a minister.
God wants each and every one of us who get to know who he is to go and tell others who he is, what he has done for their lives, how he's brought about a change for their lives, how he loves us, and he loved us so much that he gave his only son to die for the salvation of mankind. So God wants us to be witnesses, ambassadors, modern-day disciples for him to go and tell others who don't know who he is, so they can go and tell others, because God wants mankind, his greatest creation, to love him because he first loved us and created us in his likeness and his image.
Excellent. Now, we're going to skip over the fence to this area. Excellent. Excellent answer. But I see a problem. I see a world ravaged by evil. I see all manner of trouble from families, family homes to the prison homes. I see that. Prisons are full. They're talking about now putting $3 billion into building new prisons. You know what? That's insanity. Building new prisons. Why? Well, crime has increased. People are killing each other more than they did 25 years ago. what in the world is wrong with this picture? If what you say is true, and it is, you mean to tell me that more money, billions, which could be used for the homeless and to feed those that don't have enough food on the table, our elderly, billions for new, somebody ain't doing their job. They better hurry up. They better hurry up. Somebody is not doing their job. Now, this God's son said, go ye therefore. It appears to me that if that's the case, you can't hardly walk. You cannot walk the street at night. Don't get up at 2 o'clock and say, oh, I'm going to the liquor store. I promise you, you will not make it back. Streets can appear clear. You aren't going to make it back. But now, something is wrong with this picture. I don't hear anything about educating people, not rehabilitating them behind a prison gate, prison wall. I don't hear that. But I'm pretty sure if those that have been, as they say, I don't know, I don't believe in that, have been called, I don't know how he would call them. I'm not even going there. Those that have, that claim they've been called by God, how have they set back and let this world get like this? It appears to me somebody ain't doing their job. Because I know for sure if somebody come to me and tell me, don't stick your hand in that fireplace, you're going to burn it all up. You might die from the infection. Guess what? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to look at that fire. I might kind of, you know, want to put my hand toward, oh, my God, oh, Lord, oh, help me. That's scary. I'm not going to do that. So I'm thinking now, where are all these so-called soldiers that are called to help these people stay out of the prisons? Come on over to their home and teach them that this is not the way. You see, your friends is dead. You see, mama done went on after telling you what to do is right. You see, daddy set the example. And now billions of dollars, people dying on the street, but they going to build new prisons. Prisons are for those that do not act right in society. So who has been called to go out into society and redeem these people that are lost? We got to go there. You know, on this show, we tell it like it is. Might eat you up from the inside out, but you're going to hear some truth. Where are they? His son said to the model people, get out of here. Go ye therefore and preach and teach. So if the son said preaching and teaching is the way to redeem, he didn't say go sit up in a building waiting on somebody to come in. People are too scared. They're full of dope. They're full of drugs. They're standing with a knife at their children's throat. They are standing there with a gun to their head saying, I know who you people are. I'm getting ready to kill myself. And then here's a someone sent by God. Listen, you can kill yourself if you want to, but your life's vision won't take place. Everything you wanted for your family, you're not going to get. You're not going to see it. Everything that your son is paying for, that you see him graduate because you didn't get a chance, you're not going to see it. And all of a sudden, the man dropped the gun and he fell to the floor crying. And by that time, two more strong men is running in the door. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you, I could have got shot. I'm telling you. So let's back this train up. Some of us haven't done our job. That's just the way it is. And Jesus didn't tell them to go out if he hadn't taught them, if they hadn't preached to them, if they hadn't seen him naked, taking a bath in the lake, sitting up there eating with him, walking the roads, no car, no bus, no Uber, nothing. He told them people. Now we got everything, cars, homes that go out of gas, and something to eat to stay strong. Are we insane? Yes. People need to know that God is interested in them, and we stated it. We've proven it. There's a book called the Holy Bible to add evidence to that. But if we're not doing that, we're part of the problem. Yeah, they're in jail, Oh, yeah, and you know what? Some of us ain't going in jail and laughing and saying, look, give me a month in that cell. I'm going to turn this person around. I know a group of men that did, all over the news. Some, oh, no, I can't do that. You know, I got a sick wife. I got, you know what? Look out your door. You have failed the people. I probably have failed the people. But I'm telling you something. God is interested in you. And you are called upon to show him that you're interested in him. He's told you what to do. Colonel Harrison, we have 5 minutes here. I want you to talk to us. You are a minister. You are one of those that have said, God called me to do this and to do that and to do this, that, this, that. Talk for 60 seconds on what you are doing, where you're at with the flock that has been given you to help people know that God is interested in them. I know your people just don't run in there and sit down, because I've seen some people knocking on doors from wheelchairs, 4 or 5 helping them to walk up the door. It doesn't matter if you're only out for an hour, if it takes 25 minutes, that's his 25 minutes for you to help him to that door. And he got a Bible so raggedy, you don't see how you ain't know how he can read out of it to anybody. But he's out there. And he's, well, you know, I'm sick or whatever. Colonel Harrison, what are you doing to lead yours?
I'm preaching and teaching. Preaching draws people unto salvation to come under, accept a God as Son, Jesus Christ, the personal Lord and Savior. But the taught word, when the word is of God is taught to people from the 66 books, that gives them knowledge and understanding as to who God is, because the Bible says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we have to teach people who God is, arm them with information about God so that they can become disciples, they become evangelists, they become ambassadors, and they have to go out from within the walls of the four church, knock on doors in the community, knock on doors in their neighborhood, and talk to their neighbors and witness to their neighbors as to who God is. See how they're doing. See if they can help their neighbors. At the same time, telling and sharing with them who God is. And so that's one of the voids, is that there's not enough people going out into the community just telling people who God is. There is a God, and that there are people who are of God that's willing to help and show them who God is and help provide with them food, clothing, shelter, and that which they need to show the love of God. And so that's one of the voids that we presently have. Not enough people going out talking about who God is.
Well, you know what? I see all these hands raised. You know what? People are going crazy. And I guess that means that they are agreeing with that. You've got to get out. You've got to go get them. That's the only last edict we have from the Son. You've got to go get them. Now, how can you do it in today's world? Internet. Internet goes all over the world. Get on there. Get on there with the podcast. You can preach from the internet. You don't have to go out walking. You can get on the phone and start calling people. You can pass out cards. You can make up some business cards. And everywhere you go, just hand them down and keep on walking. I mean, there's so many ways now that it is just unfathomable. Those people going out there, and then disciples, they said they had all kind of divers issues, big beasts trying to fight them through the forest. I mean, just read that and look at the opportunity that we have today. Let throw it away. Let us, those that are interested in God, because he's interested in you. He wouldn't be talking to you through this radio show if he wasn't. If you're on this show, he would not be talking. I'm talking about Georgia Gregory. He would not, you would not be on here if he was not interested in you. That's your call. That is your call. God bless you all. Thank you. You know, I know many of you will be trying to involve yourself with the Super Bowl festivities, but there's a message coming out from me tomorrow. God's Super Bowl. I know you already know what it's about. He got a Super Bowl too. Hallelujah. Praise you through the word of God so that the praise can go back to God. God bless you. See you next week. on our show, Global Vision for Living Today.